Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Mayor, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Mayor, the city of Lynn this past Wednesday and through your office hosted the Biotechnology Summit at the Lynn Museum. So that's BioConnects of New England. It's the Community Leadership Summit. So tell us what that is all about, what happened, and the purpose of the summit itself.
Absolutely. So that was a great opportunity for us to convene organizations in Lynn that are working on workforce development and representatives from the biotechnology industry who are looking to fill jobs that they need to power their growth. And it's been part of a push that the city has been making to attract good-paying jobs to the city and take advantage of the fact that we are so close to really the world capital of life sciences in the greater Boston region. And generally, the innovation economy, all the ideas that are coming out of Harvard, MIT, that need a place to go to become products and a play for the city to be a part of that, bringing our workforce and bringing our manufacturing capacity and industrial land creating good-paying jobs for our residents.
As you were at the conference, are there specific or main topics? I mean, I know you touched on the broad sense there, but anything specific or something new that you might have learned or that our listeners might be interested in?
I thought we had a great presentation from the Gloucester Marine Genomics Institute that has a very particular program in the city of Gloucester to create training opportunities for entry-level positions in biotechnology. It's had a lot of success. They're interested in coming to Lynn. There was a great presentation from Jim Caddell at the Economic Development Industrial Corporation about the steps we've taken so far. You know, we worked with MassBio, the industry trade group, to upgrade our readiness designation to platinum, getting an ordinance through last year. We had a developer tour in the last fall where we had a great turnout from a lot of interested developers. And the next step for us was really to focus specifically on workforce development, because we're hoping that the investment comes, the employer comes, the developers come. But in the meantime, the workforce development are going to benefit our residents no matter when that investment happens, because those jobs exist in the region. And having a workforce that is ready is going to make it all the more likely that the investment comes, because that's what employers are looking for.
Yeah, so there's like kind of a double pipeline here. But so tell me about companies possibly coming to Lynn. I mean, What type of things might they be doing, and where do you stand with that?
Well, so one company that has already made the decision to come to Lynn that we're really excited about is a company called Solyarn. Not exactly life sciences, but in that realm of the innovation economy, it's a smart textile, and they do advanced manufacturing. They're bringing 100 jobs to the city of Lynn downtown with manufacturing and research and development, with an average salary of almost $90,000. And because of support from the city, they're going to be giving a hiring preference to Lynn residents for those jobs.
So as far as getting the workforce ready for these jobs, I mean, that's something. Where is the gap? Where are you hearing is the possible gap for that? In other words, finding qualified workers to work for these companies.
Well, part of the gap is awareness and people knowing that this is an industry that's growing and starving for talent. Another gap is programming and making sure that there are opportunities for people to get these skills. That's a gap that the GMGI is filling in Gloucester. And for example, we had the Lynn Public Schools out in force at this summit, from the superintendent to the principal of Lynn Tech, to guidance counselors and science teachers and curriculum leaders. And I think a lot of good thinking and ideas about how the Lynn Public Schools can step in to fill that gap as well.
Now, I know you gave a presentation at the event. Is it similar, your presentation similar to what you're kind of discussing with us here right now on the interview?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was certainly an area of focus about why this is important and why the time is right for Lynn. You know, and I think one of the things that gets me really excited about this whole push is the fact that Greater Boston is a worldwide leader in the innovation economy. People come from all over the world to work at these companies, to invest in these companies, and it's international. And Lynn is an international city, and people come from all over the world to live and work here. And recognizing the opportunity there for Lynn to plug into that innovation economy, I think is a really great opportunity for us.
You know what I'm off script here a little bit, but I kind of consider this or relate this to is what happened with Peabody maybe almost 30 years ago, I'm thinking now, with Mayor Terigian and the Centennial Drive development there, with in the sense that it's not similar, don't get me wrong on that, as far as land use and so on, but it's similar in the sense that looking at that economy at that time and using what Peabody could offer, bringing business and actually business tax dollars to that city.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is important to get good-paying jobs for our residents. It's also really important from the city's perspective to bring in much-needed tax revenue and to rebalance the tax base towards commercial and industrial.
All right. Finally, I think I just wanted to ask you about this. North Shore Community College has a significant Lynn campus, Lynn presence in Lynn, the North Shore Community College, and the governor just a little over a week ago, I guess, announced the workforce development plan, which would include basically free community college for adults over 25. Clearly, there are some qualifications there, but that can't hurt, can it?
Absolutely. No, they're a tremendous partner, and they were there as well in force. The president of North Shore Community College, Bill Hyman, was at the summit, has been a great partner, his dean of science, and they're totally committed and bought into this goal for us to help prepare Lynn residents for these jobs, and they're interested in growing their capabilities there. And if we can get that support that the governor's talking about from the state level to make that more affordable for our residents, that's terrific.
Well, Mayor, is there anything else regarding this this summit this past week you want to share with us that I might not have asked you about?
Well, just that I think that we have a lot in this city to be proud of. We have a really rich industrial heritage with manufacturing, and we know that Lynn residents are hungry and ambitious for that kind of growth. And so we're just thrilled to have people coming together to help us figure this out.
Sounds good. Well, Mayor, thank you so much for your time and sharing this really kind of exciting information, I think, about the city of Lynn with us here on this podcast. And we look forward to talking with you again.
Absolutely. Same here. Thank you.
Yep. Mayor Jared Nicholson, City of Lynn, with us here on MSO News Sports.com.